This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sophie. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Beat Mix, don't be a loser.
To try to beat Migs. I know Vincent from Olympia is. Vincent, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Were you by chance tuned into the men's room yesterday at 5:40 to hear the cheat sheet?
No, I was not listening to the men's room at that time.
That is okay. That means he's a man of integrity.
Well, Steve, I would love it if you got out of the studio now.
Goodbye.
For those playing along at home, Vincent has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Yes, I'm ready.
Whose nose grew longer every time he lied?
That would be Pinocchio.
It is. What moisturizer is extracted from sheep's wool?
Moisturizer? Sheep's wool. Pass.
How many pounds are in a ton?
How many pounds are in 2,000?
Yes. Mach refers to the speed of what?
Knots?
Mach. M-A-C-H.
Is that airspeed?
No.
A Mach. A Mach path.
Ceviche is originally from what South American country?
Mexico.
No.
Belize.
No.
Guatemala.
No. What does the WD in WD-40 stand for?
WD, wet.
No.
Weather.
No.
Ha.
Who painted the Mona Lisa?
Mona Lisa? That would pass. I don't know.
Which U.S. state shares a border with the Yukon Territory? Yes, it was Da Vinci. Which U.S. state shares a border with the Yukon Territory?
The Yukon. Mexico.
No.
Mexico.
No. All right. Vincent, you got 3 correct. Wow.
Oh, 3, come on.
You know what? That's what our 650 contestant got as well, so at least there's some consistency from the worthy competitors. Steve Migs is back, but the question is, are you ready? Yeah, Daddy, let's go! Whose nose grew longer every time he lied?
That would be Ron Jeremy. Pinocchio.
Yes. What moisturizer is extracted from sheep's wool?
Lotion?
No.
I don't know. A moisturizer. Pass.
How many pounds are in a ton?
2,000.
Yes. Mach refers to the speed of what?
Sound.
Yes. Ceviche is originally from what South American country?
I believe that is Peru.
It is.
Yes.
What does the WD in WD-40 stand for?
Crap. I remember. I know it's water.
Yeah.
Because I was like, what the hell? I never even thought once. Water. Water displacement.
Yes. Who painted the Mona Lisa?
That would be Leonardo from the Ninja Turtles. Da Vinci.
Yes, sir. Which U.S. state shares a border with the Yukon Territory?
Huh?
Which U.S. state shares
Alaska.
Yes. Who has the most NBA MVP awards?
Kobe Bryant.
No.
Michael Jordan.
No.
Shaquille O'Neal?
No. What comedian provided the voice of the Aflac duck until he was let go in 2011?
Gilbert Gottfried.
That is correct. And Steve?
Yes.
You got 8 correct. And that is a victory. 8-3.
Wow.
Sorry, Vincent.
Oh, come on. That was those were tough questions.
They were tough questions.
For one of us.
No!
No, I'm saying they were very hard. I had to really flex my brain muscles to get those right.
Was it Steph Curry?
No. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
Really?
He has six.
Good for him.
Yeah, for sure. The moisturizer that you extract from sheep's wool is lanolin.
Duh.
Everybody knows that.
I'd like to apologize to both of you for getting that one wrong.
Well, congratulations on your victory, Steve.
Thank you.
I'm really hoping that when we go to Sunrise de Mayo on the 3rd of May in your hometown of Puyallup, that we see some of those I Beat Migs t-shirts in the crowd.
That would be awesome. You could get the new I Beat Migs t-shirt. And even if you never beat me, you could still get it and wear it.
No one's going
to
judge
you. And lie to people and say, yeah, I'm real smart. Just go to the Rock Shop at KSW.com.
And that's where you can also find details on our party, Sunrise de Mayo.
The Daily Migs Show.
If you have ever noticed any strange or unique behaviors that twins in your life might have had.
I have a few.
We'd love to hear from you. 206-803-ROCK. The twins that talked in unison, they went so viral that Jimmy Kimmel had them on yesterday and it got really weird. You're going to hear what happened after Nirvana. These identical twins from Australia ended up going viral after they gave an interview. They witnessed this wild carjacking.
I think their mom got carjacked or something along those lines. Yeah.
So crazy. But in their interview, they're like completely synchronized and they're dressed the same and it's very weird. Their names are Bridget and Paula, and this is the audio if you missed it.
If it plays.
And one guy, he was up there with our mom. He went up there and he was coming back down towards us and he goes, run, he's got a gun.
And at that point, we're like, okay, this is just too much. I can't handle this. This is just too much twin magic going on.
Well, big shout out to Jimmy Kimmel.
Yes.
Because he tracked him down.
Dude, I was watching his monologue. I watched it this morning and I'm just like, he got the twins on the show. And it's just, and they're wearing the exact same thing again and talking at the same time again. Would you like to hear a little bit of it?
Of course.
Well, you've caused quite a commotion with this video. When did you become aware that you had delighted the globe?
Well, when we heard from your show.
Hey, this seems like a comedy bit, but I know it's not. Do you speak in tandem on purpose?
No.
Can you open each other's iPhones with your faces?
That's a great question. I never even thought about that.
That's pretty cool.
What do you think they're going to say?
I think they're going to say yes.
Guess what? We share our phones.
Of course you share a phone.
They share the same iPhone.
That's too much.
This just keeps getting stranger.
Have you ever been to the United States?
No, we haven't been to the United States. We haven't been out of Australia.
I don't know if Australia's letting them out. They're a national treasure.
They are.
Oh, my gosh. We would love to have you here. Is there anything you'd like to see here in the United States?
What do you think they're going to say?
Oh, no. I have no idea.
What would? Okay, just like any kind of touristy thing?
Mount Rushmore.
Mount Rushmore. Okay, let's see what they said.
Yes, we would love to see the American Pelican.
The what?
The American pelican. Now, a little context. They said that they're pelican, they save pelicans, like, you know, like animal rescue, and one of the things that they help save are pelicans.
Okay, that's pretty noble.
So actually, it is kind of a great answer.
Wow, I feel like this is what The Shining would be like if they made a sequel right now.
If you've ever noticed any strange or unique behaviors from twins, maybe they dress the same, maybe they talk like those two from Australia, give us a call and tell us about it. 206-803-ROCK. Now, we do have someone on hold that wants to talk about some very famous twins that I think we're all familiar with.
Okay.
But first, let's talk to Forrest in Seattle. Forrest, tell us about some strange twin behavior you've been around.
Well, I used to play music in Seattle, and there was a band called the Fighting Machinists, and there was a pair of twins in there, Tim and Phil. Both super awesome guys, and they both played Flying V's, and when they played guitar solos, they sounded exactly the same. Their voices sound exactly the same. They both are slim and have shaved heads, and they're really awesome guys. And do you remember them, Steve?
Oh, dude, of course. I still keep in touch with Tim, and they're in Brandi Carlile's band. They just performed with Elton John. Yeah. They've won Grammys. I mean, they, as far as doing odd behavior, they're just very talented, both of them. And they both have incredible singing voices and are great on the guitar. They're great dudes.
Yeah, they are. They're amazing. And the fact that their guitar soloing sounds exactly the same was just uncanny. I remember at the Sunset, you know, hearing them play. It was just like, which one's doing it?
They were one of those guys that you were constantly like, when are they going to get the success that they deserve? They were so talented. Like, their band Fighting Machinists were amazing. It was like late 90s, early 2000s, playing everywhere. You just thought, this is the band that's going to break it, and they never did. And now getting to see them on stage with Brandi Carlile and performing with Elton John. When I saw them win the Grammys, man, I had goosebumps. I was so proud of those guys.
But can you tell them apart, Steve?
I have no idea which one I'm talking to. I know his name is Tim. No, there are enough difference because of their tattoos.
Ah, nice.
And I think that's a very nice move of twins when they get different tattoos. If you got matching tattoos, that's a little weird.
Yeah, totally. Wade from Yelm, let's talk twins.
Well, good morning.
What's up, Wade?
Yeah, so, I don't know, when I was growing up, I haven't really known a whole lot of twins, but the Double Mint twins, the gum commercial.
Okay.
Do you remember them?
I do, yes.
Yeah, I think they had a superpower, at least, well, when you're a grown-up kid. They're kind of hot.
You're not wrong.
The magic power of the Double Mint.
And that was the moment when Wade realized he had a certain fetish. We had guys in high school. I remember one's name was Andrew. I can't remember the other guy's name. But they were the typical, like, when you think of, like, you're creating, like, a stereotypical twins, dressed the same all the time, had the exact same kind of, like, part in their hair, swoosh type of a hairstyle. They both were high school wrestlers, like, they, you know, like the grappling kind. And they did all the sports together. They did everything together. It was just like, okay, at what point do you not do things together?
Do you know the thing about grappling, wrestling? It's totally scripted, Steve.
It is. It's everything that they did was absolutely fake. Somebody did bring up a good text at 206-803-ROCK, which I thought was pretty funny. And it just said, I knew a couple of twins that they had a game that they would play where they would swap with their wives, not a sexual way, but they would go to, like, Friendsgiving, they said, and they would pretend to be married to the other one just to see if anyone picked up on it. And they said they went the entire night. Nobody picked up on it.
That's a fun game.
Until too many drinks happen, and then all of a sudden you got some explaining to do to your twin brother.
The Daily Mix Show. The
Daily Mix Show.
Snoop Dogg has released a cover, kind of, Tom Petty's Last Dance with Mary Jane.
It's interesting.
Many have already been voicing their opinions on this song, of course, so we're going to go straight to the comments at 820.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Everyone knows social media is a time suck, and what you're about to hear proves it. If it's online, someone, somewhere has an opinion and is whining about it. So let's get straight to the comments.
Easter was not the only thing being celebrated on Sunday, Steve Miggs. It was 420.
That's right. We went from Peter Cottontail to Peter Cottonmouth.
We sure did. And Snoop Dogg decided to drop a video for Last Dance with Mary Jane on 420.
I saw that and I was like, this can't go well.
Dr. Dre's in the video. Yep. Jelly Roll's in the video.
Right.
There are tributes to Tom Petty, Bob Marley, and Tupac, just to name a few.
And have you watched the video?
I have not.
If you're on any kind of, hallucinogenic, you might freak the F out. It's a very trippy video, but it's kind of fun.
Well, this is a sample of the song.
Looking back, I wouldn't change
what a career. I used to flip bags with a skip class with a
So the whole song is kind of like a tribute to weed, and it sounds like he's breaking up with weed in the song because he quit smoking weed a few years ago because he didn't want to, like, his health be too impaired by it, I guess.
Okay.
Yeah. She comfortable when I'm trying to smash with her. She got a lot of fans and they always harassing us. Ashes to ash to dust, feel like I'm Lazarus. Can't get past the rush, never pass her up. Who took this bitch worldwide? We gassing up, now it's the
last dance with Mary Jane. One more time to kill the pain.
Danny, it never fails. No matter what the song is that we play, Taryn all of a sudden turns into Festival Taryn, and she starts doing, like, the little, like, you know, soccer mom wiggle.
She's getting my groove on, you know?
It's about weed, so I get it.
Yeah.
Weed and drugs.
Yeah. Taryn's like, this is my jam.
It's or speaking
my,
to me.
This is my joint.
Many people are loving the song online, but there are some that don't like it. So we have to go straight to the comments.
I was surprised by how much love. I mean, people just love Snoop, but I was like, I don't know if this is one of my favorite Snoop Dogg songs, and a lot of people are just loving it, but there were some that did not like it. So we figured, let's find those comments, and who better to read these comments than...
Snoop?
Of course! We have Robot Snoop reading the comments about how much people don't like the new Snoop Dogg Tom Petty song.
Just like the crows leaving the London Tower, Snoop stopping smoking means an end to our world.
Okay, that's fair. Yes.
I guess I didn't really realize that was a thing, because I know he did that, the Solo Stove commercial where he was talking about going smoke-free or whatever.
Yeah.
But I thought that was just a goof. I thought he was still blazing it up.
I could be wrong, but I think it was a couple of years ago that he made an announcement and he said, I'm breaking up with the marijuana. Now, I don't know if the relationship, if they ever got back together. Some people get back together with their ex.
Maybe he's doing edibles.
That could be. Yeah, maybe it was more about just the smoke in his lungs.
Mm-hmm.
Never thought that a man named Snoop Dogg and a man named Jelly Roll would hit me in the feels, but me, here we are.
The feels.
The feels.
I don't know if I'd say I'm feeling the feels of that song.
No, you didn't feel an emotional
connection?
I'm feeling
something, but not really the feels.
Are they maybe feeling the emotions of maybe having to give up weed?
Oh, that could be it. Devastating. Yeah.
I know, I still sometimes think back fondly of my times of smoking pot. And I'm like, no, I don't miss them actually at all. I don't miss eating a pint of ice cream and then being like, what the hell did I just do?
This is the last dance with Mary Jane. It's the 4,000 dance. At this point, Mary Jane's not a girl. She's a hostage.
Okay. Poor Mary Jane.
I know. She's been through enough.
I knew the exact moment I knew I needed to quit weed, when I started, thanks Snoop Dogg wrote good music. Hashtag Snoop sucked. Tom Petty is rolling in his grave while rolling a joint to this.
Okay.
I bet Tom Petty would think it was pretty cool. I mean, I feel like if Snoop Dogg wants to cover your song, that's kind of like being blessed by the Pope, you know?
Well, you know what happened to the Pope.
This sounds less like a banger and more like a cry for help. At this point, Mary Jane should be filing a restraining order.
Okay. Poor Mary Jane again.
Harsh the internet is.
All right, we have one more comment about Snoop Dogg's. I wouldn't say it's a cover, but like his interpretation of The Last Dance with Mary Jane, the Tom Petty classic. Mm-hmm. You ready?
To all the 70, 80s, and 90s kids, it's been real. What a journey it was before the world we knew disappeared. And to Snoop and all the boys that entertained us over the last few decades, salute and a thank you. Wish I got to go to a concert in my time, but missed all the opportunities.
Well, you still have chances, buddy.
I don't think there's... Yeah, the chances are not over.
The concerts aren't canceled.
I think it's still happening.
Have I ever told you the time that I went and saw Snoop at the Showbox? One of my favorite concert experiences of my life.
No.
So a friend of mine, she worked at the hip-hop station. I could get us into this show. And it was... I mean, it was impossible to get into the show. It was at the Showbox, the market one. It's like, let's freaking go. So we go, having a few drinks, having a great time. And I'll never forget this, because this dude walks up to me. And he's like, hey, man, so you're white? And I'm like... Is this a trick question? Because I'm not sober. And I'm like, yeah. He's like, I need your help. I was like, okay. He's like, I did a white guy drug. And I was like, oh, what? He's like, I just took some ecstasy and I don't know what to do. And I'm like, so you picked the one white guy in the crowd because you're like, he's probably done some ecstasy. Now, granted, I might have been enjoying that. I was so fired up. I'm like, let me tell you, brother. Let's get you some water. Let's have a conversation. So now I get the guy some water. I'm having a chat with him. He's just like, he's almost like taking mental notes. And I'm like, whatever you do, no matter how many drinks you have, just make sure you constantly work in a water. That's all I'm asking. Stay hydrated. That's all. And then just enjoy the ride, man. Find him later on. He's giving me hugs. He's like, this stuff is I was like, what in the world? And my friend, she's just looking at me and goes, so he just totally typecasted you.
You were like the ecstasy mentor.
You white? I think maybe. Daily
Mix Show. If you're a Korn fan, guess what? The band has just dropped some sweet new merch. You're probably going to love it. We're going to tell you what it is during What's Trending after Beastie Boys. We know that your morning is just kicking off and you're trying to make sense of everything happening in the world around you. And there's a lot, especially in the world of pop culture. So let us help out by telling you what's trending.
What's trending on the Daily Mix Show? What's trending? Let's go. Let's go.
Migs, I'm not sure if you've seen this. I know you're a dog lover like I am.
Yes.
Jonathan Davis of Korn last year put out this Freak on a Leash line of dog apparel. And then
How come it took them that long to come up with this? Like that song is what? Like Freak on a Leash has got to be over 20 years.
It's probably closer to 30 years now.
Yeah.
I don't even want to talk about
that. I'm a little, Danny, maybe you should check, but I'm a little worried that the answer is going to be closer to 30 than 20. You think 94?
94.
I'm thinking it came out in 2001.
1998.
Oh.
Okay.
That
we're
hurts.
Getting there.
We're getting close to 30.
Yeah.
That really hurts.
We're closer to 30 than 20.
Yes. Well, the Freak on a Leash dog apparel line has some new items out right now. I would love to see your little floofy DJ in a spiked collar or a denim harness. What's really cool, though, is it's tied to an awesome charity called Pup Culture Rescue. So this it was really supportive of like dog adoption across the country. And so this is Jonathan Davis talking about the dog line.
The joy and love I get from my dog is like no other. I can't explain it. I don't think any dog owner can explain that. It's a special bond we have, but to be able to make something to dress them up kind of like your own style, how I would want to dress my dog, and then give them back to dogs that don't have homes, all the whole thing, the whole umbrella of the company. It's just very, it's something that makes me feel something warm in my dark little heart.
Okay. It's rather aggressive music for a very chill guide at that point.
With a very kind, wonderful cause associated.
Would you get it?
Absolutely.
Yeah. I'm waiting for Pearl Jam to put out some stuff.
Oh, yeah.
They have a song called Leash.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah.
That'd be perfect. Let's get on it, guys.
Come on, Eddie. All right, so Earth Day was yesterday, and we did our part. We went to Myrtle Edwards Park and did our thing and helped, like, you know, kind of clean up a park with our company. Well, one radio station in San Francisco had a different approach. This one might be, well, a little bit dumber, because for 24 hours, what did they do? They just played 24 hours of sounds of nature for Earth Day. This is what it sounded like if you tuned into this radio station. So if you tuned into, I guess it's KALW, hoping to hear whatever KALW plays, you didn't.
What's that noise?
I know. I don't know. What is that?
Fake AI.
Oh, it's a horny parrot. My bad. I didn't realize. Let's listen to it again. Oh, and it's a turtle. Oh, okay. Now I would listen to this.
Wow.
I get the appeal now.
Wow.
I'm going to be a P1.
I like turtles.
Oh, okay. Oh, there's a code in there as well.
They nailed it.
Wouldn't it be funny if the ratings went up for this radio station for that day? They're like, yeah, you know what? From now on, it's just the sounds of nature all the time. So, yeah, we went to Myrtle Edwards Park yesterday. Granted, we didn't play random sound effects, but we actually cleaned up. We mulched around, picked up some stuff, and just kind of made Myrtle Edwards Park look a little bit more beautiful. Now, most of us did our part, but let's check in with some of our coworkers to see if everybody did their part. As we check in with our big boss, Dave, we also check in with Gregor, who does a great morning show for The End, and also our new sales guy, Ryan, who's an awesome dude. Mm-hmm. And they decided to let us know who they felt was really maybe slacking when it came to Earth Day.
It's Earth Day. We're mulching at Myrtle Edwards Park here, part of Odyssey's One Thing. And I'm here with Dave, Ryan, and Gregor from our fine company. I got to ask you guys, we've been mulching all morning, going into the afternoon. Yeah. Of all the Odyssey employees, who would you say has been the absolute worst?
Oh, Taryn. Is she here?
She's right behind us, actually.
Oh! Hi, Taryn.
She's the best dressed, but her pitchfork skills are way off.
Taryn, how you feeling about that?
I'm feeling like I'm going to put this pitchfork up right... I didn't mean to say that.
I might like it.
And now I have to go see HR.
The Daily Mix Show.
Who out there wants a shot at beating Steve Miggs? Call now 206-803-ROCK. We will play Beat Miggs at 850.